Good evening. My name is Sister Kitty. If you're expecting a pious sermon right now, you're going to be very, very disappointed. If you're expecting some debauchery, then you're absolutely in the right place. The Naughty Nunnery, as we had nicknamed our place of residence, didn't have that much rum. And one evening we were all a little, what's the word, turned on, horny, feeling debauched. It was just us, just the girls. And we were wandering around in our underwear, not quite sure what to do. We'd had sermons all day. We'd had, people talking at us, people telling us what we should and shouldn't do. But the only place with a big enough space for all of us to play was the abbey next door. Mother Mary, who looked after us all, had a key. And all the priests and all the clergy had all disappeared. And so off we went, with debauchery on our minds. I was wet before I even arrived. All these beautiful nuns, all of us. We worked so hard during the day. But the night times were ours. It was very unusual you didn't hear somebody coming in their little rooms. Mother Mary was a wonderful teacher. She taught us all that self-pleasure wasn't against the good book. Why give us this pleasure if we couldn't? If we couldn't experience it. And so we did. Often. And not always alone. We all had a little box of toys nicely wrapped up in a lockbox under our beds. God forbid the canon come along and check our rooms and find them. That would not go down well. And so this night, we all skipped into the abbey, scantily dressed, lingerie. Next time you see a nun, think about what she might have on underneath, because we never had the cute little cotton panties. We had the lace. We had the cute little thongs, the push-up bras, for those who needed it, the half-cups, the peekaboos, all of the above. Sister Catherine started it off. Poor Cecily didn't know what had hit her. She pushed her into the chair, went to her knees, pushed her knees open, and took one long lick along the line of her panties. It kind of descended into madness from there. There's something very, very sexy about somebody just pushing you over something, pulling your panties aside, and licking your slit from clit to arse. It's no time to take panties off. Sometimes just pull them down far enough and then you're not going anywhere. You can't move. Your panties are trapping you from just above the knee. It's definitely, definitely debauched. And so I want you to imagine this beautiful decked out abbey. Decadent. Gold laced. Set out perfectly for the service that would be the next morning. Where the parishioners would come in. And the priest would take communion. And yet all across the altar, over the lectern, over the pews, were scantily clad women. Beautiful, scantily clad women, some completely and utterly naked by now. Bras hastily pulled down, hastily taken off, hanging from arms, strewn across the floor. Beautiful bodies everywhere. And then you can imagine the sounds. The pretty moans, the screams, the orgasms. It's a good job we're in the middle of nowhere, because otherwise the whole village would have heard. The echo of the walls, the high ceiling. It's an abbey after all. And then the wet sounds. The sounds of wet pussies. wet cunts, being fucked with tongues and fingers, being plundered, fucked. I sat back in the pew and watched. I spread my legs wide and played with my clit, dissuaded a few playmates. I just wanted to watch for a while. Limbs in the air, heads between legs, the sounds of sucking, tasting, kissing. Ah. Sister Catherine had brought her dildo with her. And when she'd fucked a couple of our voracious colleagues, she then spent some time licking their cunt juices off of it. Bless her. She even offered it to me. Oh, I was enthusiastic. But you see, this is the thing. The sounds, if you closed your eyes, could get you to orgasm without the need for your fucking fingers. 12, 13, 14 of us, including Mother Superior, all fucking, all coming. There was no doubt that there were stains all over the pew and the lectern and the altar. And if you think we were going to clean them afterwards, you would be mistaken. There's nothing quite as wonderful as standing in the front row of the pews, watching the service, knowing that your sexy cunt juices from the orgy the night before were strewn across every surface, over every available section of the church. Oh, fuck. It was hedonistic. It was feral. Bite marks were left. The wonderful thing about wearing a nun's outfit is that it covers everything. Nobody thinks about what's under the collar. Bite marks. Love marks. Love bites. Everything. By the time we were all finished, by the time we were all laying about, soaked in our own cum, glistening with sweat, cum, and a few tears when they'd come really, really hard, all we could think about was skin to skin, that connection. Hands were rubbed up and down backs. Feet rubbed up the back of a calf. There was people all around me, beautiful women, panting, sated, happy. This. Oh, this was delicious, debauched, in the house of God, no less. God's servants, God's maids, as some of them call us, having taken their pleasure in his house. Why the fuck not? We worked hard, we played even harder. And if you think that we were just into each other, you'd be mistaken. Because in the stories to come after this one, or before this one, or whatever, we took cocks like champs. We learned to deep throat. We learned to please a man. Our carpenter learned that the hard way. Our electrician who came in to do some work for us, hard as fuck and sucked off by two beautiful nuns. But tonight was all about us. Tonight was all about defiling the abbey. Defiling each other. And it was fucking glorious. It was everything that we wanted. And as we walked out of the abbey into the cool evening air, that little chill from the warmth we'd had inside, we kissed. We fumbled. I got pushed up against a wall and kissed so I could taste somebody else's taste. It was delicious. And you can imagine the madness that went on in the showers as we showered ourselves off and went to evening prayer. Contemplating, in silence and alone in our little rooms. And if you think we were contemplating the word of God, you'd be so fucking mistaken. We were contemplating the taste of the pussy that we'd eaten, and just when we were going to get some more.